Article title, Acer Predator 300 PH317-52. Author, Sasha Nitsch. Content, subheader, facts, bought in local electronic market, price, a lot, date, March 2019, CPU, Intel R-Core TMI7-8750H CPU at 2.20 GHz, 6 cores, 12 threads, CPU bugs, meltdown Spectre V1 Spectre V2 spec store bypass L1TF. 16GB DDR2X Kingston 8GB DDR4 2666 MHz CL19, NVIDIA 1060 Mobile Graphics, Western Digital Blue 1TB HDDWD 10 SBCX 21Z 10T0, Micron 256GB SSD Micron 1100MTFD DAV 256TBN 17144HC screen. Review time. After about 8 months of abuse. Subheader. Reason for purchase. Well, I needed a new laptop. Subheader. Rating. 3 of 5 stars. Subheader. Reason and description. It was a hard decision on what kind of laptop to buy. On one side, you have the business laptops, lots of runtime but medium to low hardware specs, and on the other side the gaming stuff with huge hardware specs and enough battery power to run from outlet to outlet. Since I needed power for my daily stuff, I checked the gaming laptops. In a local electronics shop, I was lucky. I got a demonstration device when they remodeled to a nicely reduced price. Subheader. The good. After reducing the size of the pre-installed and sadly paid for Win 10 Home and installing a proper OS, it was time to see what CPU power it delivers. The CPUs do what they are expected to do, crunching through the compiling at high speed. But they get really hot, almost 100 degrees C, and start to throttle more on this. See the bad. After a long and messy setup with the dual GFX and the laptop on CPU graphics card is connected to screen, NVIDIA is run through pass-through it worked, usable CUDA and working screen, also external screens work fine. The laptop itself does look nice, the screen is nice, and I can really work on this thing. Subheader. The bad. As mentioned above, it really heats up, giving it a full 100% CPU and or GPU load. It start print overheating messages into the logs and the CPU is throttled down. See fixes below. The NVIDIA drivers are a mess to set up properly, but with a lot of searching and an extra browser you can find a solution. Is also was disappointed about the BIOS/UEFI settings. Basically non-existent. No way to adjust speeds, RAM timings, or most importantly, fan speed curves. Also, I cannot upgrade the BIOS/UEFI, the OEM tool tells. Update installed, but on the next boot I get an error, invalid firmware and the previous version is restored. Fail. I also use a gaming mainboard on my main PC and there I can tune every settings, including memory timings in great detail and fan curves, basically set the fan speed over a temperature curve. Speaking about RAM, a bit faster RAM would have been nice for a gaming laptop. What is actually fast and loud are the fans when the system is on high demand crazy loud. Most of the noise is directed away from the user in the direction of behind the screen. A bit annoying if someone is sitting or working there. Subheader. The ugly. While the laptop itself looks good when freshly cleaned, it does collect dirt and fingerprints like crazy. Also, the excessive heat causes the need for some external hardware in form of a laptop cooler. See my review of my link to SK Games cooler. Link text. SK Games notebook laptop cooler. Link end. Here. But sadly, this is not enough. Acer seemed to cheap out on the thermal paste between CPU/GPU and cooler. A common complaint. After a repaste job and possible voiding warranty, the combination of better paste stuff that I still had left from my PC build and the cooler keeps the system from thermal meltdown and downclocking. Would I recommend this laptop? No. I'm not sure if some or all of the issues are addressed with new versions, but a lot of the issue could have been caught during QA or are by design.